This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everybody. How are you guys doing? So I was preparing this lecture and I was reading up, you know, on haya, modesty, and not just modesty, bashfulness, shyness, self-respect, dignity. It's such an intense word in Arabic. I don't think any word in any language does it justice. And subhanAllah, I was reading about the haya of the Sahaba and Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan, like how he would crouch down when dressing up so that he wouldn't see himself undressed. Or how, you know, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anhu wa ardaha, when Sayyidina Umar was buried in her room next to Sayyidina Muhammad and her father Abu Bakr, she said that she used to go normally in her room, but once Sayyidina Umar was buried in there, she said she would not enter the room except when she wrapped herself in clothes out of haya or respect or modesty, that Umar was buried there. And it made me think, Ya Allah, if this was the level of haya that Sittina Aisha had with a dead man, how should our haya be with men that are alive? How do we set our guidelines, especially in a time where it's been just, you know, made so normal to chit-chat and talk and kind of interact with the opposite gender? And this goes both ways, not just for women, but for men as well. The haya of talking and addressing the opposite gender, the messages that are being sent, right? And subhanAllah, sometimes, you know, not to, you know, put anybody on the spot or anything, but sometimes, you know, we can send somebody's like, hi, you know, how are you? Just out of nowhere, right? Where is the haya? Where is the self-respect? Wallahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He gives us something to follow, it's literally to kind of protect us, not to suffocate us. Never. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us and He knows how we best function. And I repeat this over and over again. He knows what's best for us. So how are we with our haya? How do we walk? How do we talk? When taking pictures, my beautiful girls and sisters, you know, our hijab is on our head and then we see all the different, you know, laying back and the, you know, the different poses and whatnot. Where's your haya? You know, where's your respect for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is watching me and I can't be sitting like this. I can't be talking like that. And boys as well on the other side. Like I see a lot of like boys now, you know, with the very skinny, tight clothing and, you know, trying to show the muscles. Like, where is our haya? Who are we trying to please? Our main purpose in this dunya is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not other human beings. So be careful you don't kind of like fall into the slippery slope, because it is very tempting, right? We get all these likes and we feel like, oh my God, people really like what I'm doing. Let me post some more. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to always give you haya, because Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that what haya and iman qurina jami'an, they are together, they're companions. إِذَا رُفِعَ أَحَدُهُمْ, if one of them is gone, the other leaves right away. Imagine if we cave in and we give up our modesty, away goes with it our iman. Ya Allah, so scary. Wallahi, so scary. If you really like contemplate and comprehend this hadith, when you give up your haya, your modesty, away goes with it your iman. The food of your spiritual heart, the thing that keeps this heart beating, your iman, your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the first two things that will leave this dunya are trustworthiness and haya. So ask Allah for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya Rabb, make us from those who are modest, those who have dignity, those who have self-respect, those who respect themselves and respect others, and those who are aware of the way they carry themselves, the way they talk, the way they walk, the way they laugh, the way they message other people, the way they comment and what they say and what they shouldn't be saying. Say Ameen, Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.